I am Planta on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. The Arts Club Theatre Company has Hairspray, the big fat musical hit, on its Stanley Industrial Alliance stage, running 8 times a week until the 10th of July 2011. You're taken back to 1960s Baltimore, seeing big hairdos and listening to doo-wop as a Saftig. Tracy Turnblad wants to realize her dream of dancing on a local television program. She also wants to contribute in the area of civil rights by making every day Negro Day. Hairspray, a musical based on the 1988 John Waters film, debuted on Broadway to great acclaim nearly a decade ago, winning 8 Tony Awards. In the role of Tracy is Jenny Newman, a graduate from Capilano's musical theater program. In the role of Tracy's mother, Edna, since Jay Brazeau's illness, is Andy Toth. Opening night last Wednesday was a smash. The dancing is infectious and the music is catchy. You can't stop the beat, as it were. Visit artsclub.com for tickets and jennynewman.ca for more information. Please welcome to the Planta Online program Jenny Newman. Good morning, Ms. Newman.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Of course.
Congratulations on a very fine opening.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, that must have been, you've done the show now a number of times, but opening night, that must be special.
It is really special, and I think as a cast, we were just excited to get to share it with an audience finally, and to just put it out there, all the work we've put into it, and especially with these extra rehearsals and with Jay having to step out and Andy, I think we were all looking forward to just enjoying a night and having fun. Which we did. It was an amazing night for all of us.
A friend of mine who I went to the show with won't forgive me if I don't ask you for an oh, oh, oh.
oh, oh, oh. There you go.
So love that. Thank you very much.
No problem.
How is Jay, by the way?
He's much better. He's set to return shortly. We're not sure of the timing yet, but I think hopefully by next week he'll be back in.
And
fingers crossed.
Yeah, and this he had a stroke, right?
Yes.
And this was during a performance, was it?
This was during our first public preview.
Really?
It was the Thursday night before the week of opening, so yes.
And so Andy's come into the role of Edna. And it just seems seamless on opening night, certainly.
He's been fantastic. He was the perfect person to step in. He was so calm, cool, and collected. I would have been freaking out, but he never showed it, and on 2 days of rehearsal, stepped in on the Sunday night, or the Sunday matinee, and performed in front of 800 people, and I bowed out to him.
Yeah. Now, is this a fun role for you?
I love this role. It's a really fun character. You can't help but love Tracy. She's such an infectious person, and I found that her energy has kind of drifted into my life as well. I found I'm a bit more positive right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm a negative person, but she's just so happy and so light, and she's so confident in who she is that it has drifted into how I see myself and present myself.
It must be a tiring role, though.
It is very tiring. It's definitely the most demanding role I've ever done, physically and vocally, just because it's nonstop. Act one for me is just like a race, and just to make it to the finish line is always exciting.
Yeah. How do you keep up physically? Is that stuff that you have to do on stage, say, to conserve energy, or is that stuff that you have to do off stage?
There are definitely moments where I know that, okay, this is my break, this is my time to breathe and to take those moments. And I don't just have to do that physically, I have to do that vocally as well, because it is such a big show. I have to go, okay, this is the time where I step back and don't have to give 120% because I like to sing quite loud. And I have to go, okay, you have to give it back and pick your moments. And it's the same with the dancing and stuff. There are moments where I go, okay, this is my time to take it easy. On those freezes, I am breathing and relaxing as much as I can.
And what do you do between shows to sort of help, I guess?
Between shows, well, to prepare for the role, I definitely did a lot of cardio and just running and practicing the songs, especially You Can't Stop the Beat, is definitely the hardest song to do. So I think all of us were, I would run and try and sing the song just to get my stamina up for it. And in between shows, I really just try and relax and just kind of be quiet and just have a light meal and just conserve my energy, especially on a two-show day.
Yeah. And you do two-show days, right?
Yes, on Wednesday and Saturday.
Yeah. When you're doing the show, I mentioned off the top opening night, and that must be a sort of a special night. How do you look at the shows? Like, I mean, you do 8 shows a week. I mean, does it do they vary? I mean, and how do they vary?
Of course they vary. That's what I love about theater, is it's always different. It's never the same. Like, you always bring your 110% to it, but there's something that an audience will give you that is, you react to how the audience is reacting. So depending on if it's maybe a quieter audience or a really loud and giving audience, like we had an opening night, it changes the energy. And it just, with people, sometimes you'll just get a slight different reaction, or you'll discover something new in every show. I've discovered something new about Tracy in every single performance. I go, oh, I didn't realize that before. Okay, great. Like, you're always learning new things and discovering, and that's what I love about theaters. It's never finished. It's always evolving.
And does the show change for you because, say, the audience reaction's different?
I will always play it the same way, but there's definitely things where sometimes it'll get a laugh and sometimes it doesn't. You have to be aware of that audience to know, okay, I have to hold because they're going to laugh at this moment, so you have to take your time. Or there's times where it's, they're a quiet audience, and it's not that they're not enjoying it. They're just not as loud, and so you go, okay, I can just go through, and I don't have to pause. So those moments are always different.
And the costume for you, Andy's costume, I guess, Edna's costume, that's quite heavy. Yours is as well?
Yes, it is. I definitely have to get a bit of help. I'm not quite that size, and so I definitely have, I like to call it a curvinator, to help me out, to fill me out a bit. Mm-hmm. And it gets really hot, and it's not so much, it is heavy, but it's more just the extra layers on you that just adds to the heat. And there's definitely times where I've overheated and I have to take a moment, and definitely have to hydrate during the show.
Do you like your hair?
I love it. It's a really interesting, it's a really unique way of how they did the wig, actually. It's a two-piece wig, so my base is always on, and then the top part just pops off with snaps, and they can add different attachments, so the different colors of my hair, that's just, they're snapped on, which is pretty fun. I like it, because I like color in my hair.
Yeah, and that's not a hairdo that you'd wear in real life, or is it?
I don't know if I would wear it in real life. I think it takes too much energy to do.
Yeah.
I did it for the auditions, and it took me about an hour to do. I don't have that time.
Yeah.
I'm a much more ponytail person.
Yeah. Now, this isn't your first show for the Arts Club, right?
No, it isn't. I had done Gypsy and Les Mis as well.
What compelled you to go into theater?
I always grew up loving theater. My mom took me to see Phantom of the Opera when I was like 4 or 5, and from that moment on, I was just in love with theater and performing, and I grew up dancing, and it's just something I've always loved to do. My poor family had to sit through many a performance in our living room.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's something I've always wanted to do. I didn't think you could do it as a job. I just didn't think that was possible. But when I went to theater school, I realized, oh, it is. You can do it. So I'm very thankful every day that I get to do what I love.
You did the program at Capilano, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. You grew up in the area, in Vancouver?
Yes, I grew up in, I'm born and raised in North Vancouver.
Ah, yes. Now, you mentioned your mom taking you to Phantom when you were 5. What's your own mom like?
My own mom? She is probably the best stage mom you could ever ask for. She has already come to 3 performances of Hairspray.
Yeah.
And we have like a running joke now of how many times she's going to come. Like, we're keeping a tally. She's so supportive. I couldn't ask for a better mom. She takes out all the clippings, is making me a scrapbook. She's fantastic. My whole family is extremely supportive of my career, and I think they're more excited for me than I am sometimes.
Yeah. Does a relationship with your mom, does that inform the performance, say, when you're Tracy and you're on stage with Edna?
I think so, definitely. You pull from your own life experience, and so definitely when Edna jumps on board with Tracy and is so supportive, that relates to my mother and I, because she is very supportive, and so I think definitely it's something that filters in.
Now, did you have to watch the movies to prepare for this role?
I have already been familiar with the movies. I love the original John Waters film. Personally, I love Ricky Lake. I think she's the best. So I didn't need to watch them. I'd already seen them and was very familiar with them. But I definitely wanted to put my own stamp, but also bring the flavors of the different Tracys, because there's a reason why these shows are successful and why they did such a good job of it. And so I did watch quite a few performances of different things on YouTube and everything, just to see what worked, what didn't, what I personally liked. Because there are moments that you read a script and you go, oh, I don't know how that should be played. I don't see it. And then you'll see someone else and you go, oh, it makes sense to me now. And that definitely comes into play. I like to think I put a bit more sass into Tracy than is usually done in the musical. So I try and put my own stamp on it, but I've definitely been influenced by the other girls who have played it.
Now, the rest of the cast, are you guys pretty close off stage?
I'm very fortunate that a lot of the cast members are friends that I've had for years, because we are a young cast as well, a lot of us. So we've known each other for a long time, so we're having a lot of fun. It's really great. It's one of the best casts I've ever worked with.
Yeah, I'm just picking out, looking at the playbill, or just picking out performers. The woman that plays Motormouth.
Yes.
I mean, that was spellbinding,
her performance. Oh, she's phenomenal. Alana is phenomenal. Her voice is... that's actually my favorite moment of the show, is singing that song and just seeing the audience's reaction. It's amazing. And she deserves it every night because she murders that song.
Yeah, and it must be fun to stand next to that.
It is. It's great. And, well, I think that song especially is so important to the show, because people just expect it to be this fun, frivolous, 60s upbeat show, and then this just brings such a real emotion to it. Not that it's not real before, but that just brings this weight to the show that you go, oh, this is about something important. And so I love that moment in the show, definitely.
And looking at the actors, I read Kaylin Stadnick's name.
Yes.
And I didn't think of her as a good character, because we hate her so much.
I know.
She plays that so well, doesn't she?
She does, and she's not like that in life at all. She's so sweet, so that's a real testament to her.
Yeah.
Is that she's so nice in real life, and then she can go on stage and be quite nasty and mean.
The music that's in the show, is this music that you would listen to, say, on your iPod, or?
Oh, I do listen to it on my iPod all the time.
Yeah.
It's actually, I might have a playlist of just musical theater tunes that I like to sing along to in my car.
Yeah.
And Hairspray has been on that playlist for a very long time.
And it's a new musical. It's about 10 years old.
Yes.
And it seems like it'll be a musical that will last, like that we'll be talking about years from now.
I think so. I think it's one of those musicals that just sticks in people's mind, because it is so fun, and yet it has this amazing message and a really important story. And it's also a fantastic original film, and with the new movie adaptation, it just keeps it in people's minds. So,
what's in those spray cans that they're spraying on stage?
It's dry ice, actually. So it appears, so they're cans with, dry ice.
Yeah.
And you have to be careful, because I have burnt myself.
Really?
With the dry ice.
Yeah.
Getting too close.
Jenny, it's been fun talking to you. Here's to a great run. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. The website for more, jennynewman.ca. Hairspray runs until the 10th of July at the Stanley Industrial Alliance Stage, artsclub.com for more information. Jenny Newman plays Tracy Turnblatt on the line in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plante.